Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mike Zaz with an update about Saving Brenton. This is part one of a two-part interview. As always, it's been busy with Saving Brenton. Can you share some of the updates with the project and where the documentary's been?
We're not traveling like we did because that kind of thing closes down in December. We've done shows at three retirement homes in the area, and I have one yet coming up next week. But as far as out-of-state travel, we don't have those. The main thing is the availability of the DVD, which is brand new, and also the Oscar progress.
And where is that?
The final voting deadline for the 400 people who vote for Documentary Academy Award consideration is due today, on Tuesday. And the results will not be announced for a while yet. There are 400 people that vote. They each have a copy of the film, and many of them have been contacted to make sure that they watched it. Many were supposed to come and RSVP'd that they would come when we were in Los Angeles and the fires closed the interstate, and they couldn't come. 250 had said they would be there, and the interstate kept most of them away because of the fires. But we're hoping that they have all watched the film. The theater in Los Angeles promoted it at their cost to the Oscar Academy Award voters. So we're hoping. We don't have the funds that some of the big things, the big studios do that had banners across the streets in Los Angeles and such, but that's also not our style. So we'll see.
How big is the pool and what does it get narrowed down to?
Okay, it started off with about 200, and that was eligibility. And then it went to the medium list of about 50. The next list is 15, and that'll come out before Christmas. And then that's called the short list. And then from the short list, they pick the five nominees. Those won't be announced, I don't think, till January. But we've had good press. The Washington Post, which is the only newspaper in the United States that has a full-time movie critic, had an article last week that the movie critic picked her top 10 movies of the year, and Saving Brenton was one of those. So that was kind of special. So hopefully being in that top 10 will put us in the shortlist 15. And if we get to that point, that's what I'm hoping for, because that would affect the filmmakers' careers for the rest of their life. And I want that. But it's already gone farther than any other Iowa film, but it'd be nice if it went a little farther.
It's interesting to think back where everything was a year ago. You had just started to hear about going to Greece and, you know, overseas.
And yeah, and Rotterdam. And
now your passport's full.
Well, they don't stamp them anymore, unfortunately, but I know what stickers should be there. So the Oscar thing is something that we try not to get excited about while being excited. And the other thing is that Saving Brenton's available online, and I don't know all the places, but I think you can, stream it or something. I'm not up on that. Well, I could understand was the very first day the DVDs were available on Amazon, they sold out their entire stock in less than 2 hours. And somebody said, if you go there now, they said they can't get more until after Christmas. So I think that's a good sign. That makes me feel good that it's better if they buy it directly from us, and we'll be selling here in town on Thursday and Saturday at the Village. And then we'll try to have a place where that they can be available. But it's exciting, something I've never done or won't do again. But it's hard for me to go anywhere, and I'm not just saying that. It really is, without somebody asking, or do you have a DVD on you right now that I could buy? And we went to a concert last night. I sold out. So it's just been fun. And it's fun for a lot of people, and that's just very joyous, especially at Christmas.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with local historian Mike Zaz with an update on Saving Brenton. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.